What's happening, people?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A weekly podcast that I host. My name is That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Keita Moore Tanksley. And I have another host.
I am the other host, Marcus Tanksley of That Chick Angel.
There you go. You of me. We of each other. So this is a weekly podcast that me and my husband of almost 13 years. Oh my gosh. We're almost like a month away from our 13-year anniversary. Yeah. Wow. The sidebar, and I'm going to explain this podcast to anybody listening or watching for the first time. I was saying to Denora, in 7 years, I will have been with you longer in my life than I have been without you.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? It'll be even sooner. Your whole life. It'll be even sooner for you.
Yeah. Oh. I can't say the same.
That's so crazy to me. Like, I obviously, because I still, like, when we got together, it's still very vivid in my head. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I will be able to say I've spent majority of my life with you just seems crazy to me.
Yeah. Fellas, inbox me if you want to know what it takes to keep a woman sprung.
Y'all know he is good and stupid.
Facts. So, anyway, tell them about the podcast.
This podcast is all of the things. Me and Marcus cover whatever is on our heart, whatever I wrote down that we're going to cover. Sometimes whatever is on our listeners' heart by their comments, their DMs, whatever they are wanting us to touch base on. And we try to fill, you know, the space with laughter, obviously, inspiration. And then sometimes, you know, we do try to be thought-provoking to hopefully help not just ourselves, but our listeners just grow and become better people. So
yeah.
Hopefully you'll experience one of those things in this podcast today. If not, oh well, we's tired.
Yeah, we do us. you will learn that if this is your first time. But no, we do. We try to talk about a little bit of everything. But currently, right now, everything is so heavy. So we've been trying to keep it light.
Yeah.
Because we feel like you get enough of the heavy stuff.
Woo.
Every waking hour of every single day at the present time, and it's quite frankly, it's exhausting us. We got to that point, what, probably like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
with Philando Castile. Now, was that 4 years? How long ago was that?
That was more like 4 years ago.
4 years ago with Philando Castile, we were trying to educate people. We were trying to educate people and talk to people. We were doing podcasts on it and speaking about it,
mm-hmm.
and of course, it's happened nonstop. So we picked this time to give a little lighter topics to people, just to give you a break, because it's good to get all those things out there and talk about it and be vocal about it, and make as much noise as possible. But at the same time, you need a break.
And let me tell you this. Let me tell you, if you are on social media, if your timeline does not have a lot of things about what's going on in today, you need to be thinking about potentially who you're following if it is a social cause. Like, I understand some people, their social media is literally just for business. So if your business is only cars, then cars is all you're going to see. Right. But even industries that have nothing to do with the movement are still speaking out.
Because I follow quite a few car, what do you call them, influencers?
Uh-huh.
That's all they post is cars. Every day, all day, and they were even posting. Mm-hmm. They've been even posting stuff, which surprised me, because most people that are into cars the way I am ain't the type of people that you would think would be supporting. It's like cars, NRA, and fishing. That's what I think, anyway. Apparently, I'm wrong, but even they've been posting stuff, so it's been
so
enlightening.
So for us, our timelines have been full of everything going on in the movement, all the injustices in the world. So we want to keep this podcast a place that you can come to that, no, we're not going to ignore the topic, but it will not more than likely be the main topic unless we really feel like we should be talking about it right now. So like I said, hopefully you'll enjoy the ride that we put you on today.
Yeah. And y'all will see us glancing off to your left, our right.
If you're watching. If you're not watching, you don't know what's going on. Because
that's where the comments are. And somebody said, whoa, where's Erica? I think we need to comment.
So let me tell you guys.
I'm trying to keep up with y'all's comments, but stay tuned into actually talking to y'all, too.
What he's talking about is we have a Patreon page. It is www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And I want to give a shout out to our immediate fans. family. What's good, family?
What's good, family?
Also known as Angel's Wings. Hey. These are people who are supporting us, supporting this podcast with a contribution of $5 a month. They get early and exclusive content. For those of you all who are not watching on YouTube, we're currently going live. So people are getting to see us film this podcast live. They got to see all the blunders we made before we actually press record.
Y'all heard the pretty beginning. Well, they heard the argument that was...
Listen, my bad, y'all. There's beeping. My phone beeped too. Let me say what I was going to say.
Warning.
We keep getting curfews in Los Angeles, so that's what interrupted us. But anyways, our Patreon members usually watch us film this live. We film it live prior to me editing it and putting it up, so they're able to put in their comments then. They can actually influence the conversation based off of what they're saying. So we wanted to be able to do a live for everyone who subscribes to my YouTube channel. Yes. And even those who don't, that just happen upon us. We hope you subscribe.
Yeah, I hope you subscribe. And come back and kick it with us. Join the family.
Join the family. But real quick, we're going to do a little bit of business, and then we're going to jump into the first segment of the day. You can follow this podcast at Is This Going to Cause an Argument on Instagram, as well as on Facebook. You can watch it, again, like I said, on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms, and you can follow Marcus at...
At Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book at the associated social media platforms.
And you can follow his beard and body butter at Get Man Shit.
You can go on there. Ain't much posted. I need to start posting stuff. Yes, at Get Man Shit. It's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. If you're watching, I actually have on a hat. But you can go to the website. That website is manshit, manshyt.com. It's 100% natural beard and body butter.
And also, if you have gotten your husband, or if you as a guy has actually bought his product, DM his IG account. We would love to post a picture of your beard. If you're feeling like your beard is looking great, DM a photo so we can put it up on the Get Man Shit IG account, because it needs some content.
I was getting around to that. Yeah. But I do appreciate, I noticed I got an influx of orders yesterday. I don't know if it was because of the Blackout Tuesday or not, but regardless, I greatly appreciate it. I know I spent some money, probably a lot more than what I needed yesterday on black businesses.
I can't wait to see what comes in the house.
Yeah, I did spend some money, and I will be posting that thing, those items, and tagging those people on what I purchased of theirs. But yeah, so I appreciate y'all's support. I greatly appreciate it. Go ahead.
All right. So we are going to jump into our first topic of the day, which is...
Somebody said sound is fizzy. Fuzzy.
Sound is fuzzy. It's fuzzy. The white. We already went over there. Yeah. We already went over.
If you're just now joining us, there is some white noise that has nothing to do with... it's YouTube.
Yeah,
it's
YouTube.
Has nothing to do with anything on our end.
Yeah, I can't fix it. There's it's just the way what the platform is doing for my house. Don't know what to tell you. When it comes through my phone to YouTube. So anyways, you want to do Tanksley Pride, or what's got you in your feelings? Let's do Tanksley Pride.
All right. You know what's in my feelings.
I know what's got you in your feelings.
Everybody's feelings.
Everything has got you in your feelings. So, Tanksley Pride story. This one right here in my lap, if you can see him. If you can't, my now 10-month-old Amar is on one. You guys... I don't know who his personality is going to be. I don't know where he's headed to in life, but he is going to drag me through his life, is what it feels like. He is showing me no mercy. The way he acts at night is just uncalled for. Y'all, he be doing somersaults. Last night...
What were you talking about when he failed?
Did he fall last night?
Remember he fell and rolled?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh yeah, that's a whole nother story. But last night we're in the bed and I can feel that he's very sleepy. And he lays down beside me. Then he busts out laughing and pops back up. He does not know what to do with himself. And today I was doing game night with Kev on stage. And three times, I put him down on the floor, and all three times he hit his head on the bed. And I was just so frustrated. I was like, what did I do to you? Why can't you just get some act right about yourself? And then the fact that he can walk is also just, it's really blowing my mind, because he be walking through this house like he's a landlord and we're the tenants.
He's got his own agenda. Like, where's my stuff? Did you move it? I'm going to go find it. And when I come back, this stuff better not have been moved. That's how he walks around.
It feels like we, because of COVID-19, haven't been able to pay the rent. And he's really upset about it. Yeah. Like, y'all just in here.
I'm letting y'all just live here. And you ain't going to pay me. What is this coming from? Who you think you are?
Yeah. It's just like, I have no idea. And sometimes I feel like a new age parent, because I really am just looking at him like, what? Like, what are you doing? Where I feel like by this time I would have snatched a knot in the ass of any of my other kids. But with him, I'm just like, okay, so what is it that you want? I'm super duper duper confused. And he knows that. Look, he's dropping stuff. I don't know. This Amar, he's giving me a run for my money. And the fact that he likes his dad a lot is also a very confusing situation for me.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what this is. I don't even know. But that's my Tank Sleep Pride story, is that, yes, he's a beast, as the Patreon knows. He's a beast, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do with him. Oh, yes, his brothers call him Boss Baby.
Yep. All the time.
Because that's who he is. That is who he is. Oh, my gosh. So, Marcus, what is your Tank Sleep Pride story?
He's kids, y'all. All four. Mainly the three older ones. More so the two older ones. They've been working my... I'm trying not to come off mean, but they pinned up in his house. We kick them outside as much as possible, but they got all of this energy, and I know that. But they are just on one. Like, their energy has gone from 10 to 76.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, today I'm sitting here, I'm on conference calls, I'm working in my computer, trying to talk to people. I'm like, get out. I said, get outside.
And it is right blazing now. Hot outside.
It's hot.
It is so hot, y'all. I felt so bad for them. It is so... hot.
I said, 'cause, you know, heat drains you. I'm like, yeah, get out there. And it's like, this. And the first thing, time we tell him to do something, does Marcus. Because if he ain't doing it, they don't want to do it. I said, no, Marcus is on his. He's working. Y'all get out. So they take their time getting their shoes. I said, I'm not going to ask you again, but I'm about to get mad. So after that, they went on outside. They was out there for about 4 minutes. Came back in. It's hot. Angel said, go get some popsicles.
Yes.
Take them back out there.
I surely did.
And they came back in about 10 minutes later. It's too hot. I go out there. I said, look. I said, is it hot right here? They was like, yeah. It's real hot. I said, we standing in the sun. Even Supreme knows to go to the shade if it's hot. You see where he's laying at right now? Supreme over there just lounging in the shade. I said, run, play, ride your scooters, ride your bike. When you get hot, take your ass over to the sun, to the shade, and relax. And you do that over and over. That's called growing up.
They were like, I don't want to do it. I let them in because
I wasn't ready to let them in. I said, they ain't hot enough for me.
It was so hot. I just didn't even... I was just like, bless they hearts. Bless they hearts. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. It's just that energy level. Like I said, it's a whole new day and age. Because we got in trouble for being outside because it was too hot. We didn't want to come inside.
Yeah. It's... No, but today it's hot and we ain't got no pool, which I feel like we need to get.
You should have made a pool.
I'm going to get one.
All they had to do is be like, can we play with the water? Yes.
I'm going to get them a pool because it is too hot and it's only going to get hotter. It is hot as heck.
Yeah, it ain't nothing but June. It's supposed to be the cool month. They got this thing called June gloom in California.
It went away.
Yeah.
It said COVID-19 is here.
It was gloomy. It was gloomy one morning.
Yeah, it is it is so hot. Okay, I want to answer a question before we jump into...
And again, I'm trying to take my mouse over to your phone to take a notification away. Again, if you just now joining, you do hear something. It's not us. It's not on our end. It's not fans.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all keep saying it's fans. It's not... just that disclaimer.
It's white noise from how our image, I guess, is being transferred.
Yeah, a majority of y'all already know, but I know we got some new people. Get to it.
So, listen, I saw a question that I want to answer before we jump into the topic, because I don't want to forget it, because I thought it was a good question. Sarah Godino, if I said your name wrong, I apologize. She's a new subscriber. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know how quarantine has affected our marriage. And that's what I've been looking at. I've been scrolling up and down. How's it affected our marriage and with parenting the boys and working and doing school? So, what are you laughing about?
Reading these comments, man. Y'all hilarious.
We thoroughly, we love doing the podcast with people watching already. So please, again, join our Patreon. Only $5, which is only 16 cents a day. We are missing one of our regulars, so we don't know where she is, but I'm gonna have to put an Amber Alert out here.
On Erica Williams. She's the
marketing executive.
Marketing executive. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, how has it affected our marriage? How do you think?
I don't think it's really affected our marriage. Do you?
I do.
You do? Uh-huh. Well, tell me how, because maybe I don't realize how much.
I think in a great way.
I feel closer.
Yes, we're getting to spend so much time together. So much time.
Too much. No, I'm just playing.
And it's great.
Now, like, and earlier on, I've always had that fear of if we are working in close proximity together all the time, I thought it'd be like, oh, well, you know what? We're spending too much time together just from being around each other. But no, it's actually been great.
It has. I was like...
To be fair, Angel would be extremely busy, so it ain't like we actually working around each other all the time. Because even on days when I'm at work and get off, Angel's off editing and running her mouth.
Right.
On one of her platforms or something.
Yeah, running my mouth, making these coins. I can definitely understand the angst that might come with the thought of, oh, we're not getting a break from each other. We're going to be working with each other all the time. Is this really what we want to do?
Right.
But I always had high hopes about that working out okay. Just because if we're going to do this, like, it's got to be good.
Yeah, it got to work.
It's got to work. You know what I'm saying? So even if it didn't work out initially, I believe that we could figure out a way to make it work, you know, through discussion, figuring out what ways you work best, which ways I work best.
Yeah. But
I enjoy having Marcus home. I actually feed him more when he's home. Like, he gets a breakfast from me, he gets a lunch from me.
We're gonna talk about it.
We're not gonna skate over what the topic right now. Here's an issue, guys.
No, keep going.
Okay,
answer the question.
Let's answer the question, then we're gonna come back to something.
Come back to it.
So the kids and parenting and schooling, I was doing great with the twins, doing horrible now, but that's because it's the end of the school year and I just don't care.
She started off thinking she was doing horrible and doing absolutely great.
And now I ain't doing crap.
Then she got offered assistance from the school. Then she's like, eh.
It is a lot. I mean, it's not been, but they haven't done any schoolwork this week, but they'll do all of it today. I mean, also, let's be real. It's not like we're not in the middle of a huge political and social movement happening that is literally draining my emotional and mental well-being.
Yeah, but this started about 2 weeks ago.
No, I wasn't doing that bad 2 weeks ago. I wasn't doing bad.
All right.
I wasn't. Once I figured out how to work their iPads, we were doing great. It was their iPads weren't working.
They just started working the iPads 3 weeks ago.
No. I was doing great before then. Then they gave me the iPads, and I didn't know how to work them.
Hey, shut up.
Did you say that? Here. Come on. So that has definitely been a little more difficult. I mean, why don't you tell them about homeschooling the kids, Marcus?
I can't tell them about homeschooling the kids because I'm working from home. Right. I'm actually working, okay?
What am I doing?
That's what I was like. I'm homeschooling kids. She act like I was, I ain't knocking the way what she's been doing. I know she actually, when this whole thing first started happening, the kids were actually learning more with Angel. Like, you saw them, they were picking up on more things. Granted, the school was doing great, especially for them to be in preschool. But the type of things that they were picking up on was all because of Angel. So I always commended her for that. But yeah, I mean, there's been a whole lot going on lately, but I feel like it happened before this whole most recent incident. But I could be wrong. But you know, we had a holiday or two in there, and then yeah. So let me tell you about this food situation. We're coming back to that. So Angel, being the great wife that she is, she went out and bought all of this stuff because, as a lot of y'all probably know, we're going vegan the entire month of June. So, by the way, I messed up yesterday. I had some Oreo cake at work. So it's the second day of the of going vegan. Yeah, I messed up. I ain't scared. I don't care. I did that. Anyway, I had a vegan breakfast, though. Two vegan breakfasts. Anyway, so that cake was sitting there and everybody had it. They was like, Marcus, you want some cake for so-and-so's birthday? I said, nah, I'm good. I ain't eating that, y'all. I usually don't eat cake no way. And then toward the end of the day, it was just sitting there and it was taunting me and calling my name. And what's happening, Yolanda? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have me a slice of cake. And the only thing where I messed up on having the cake is I told Angel. I should have just kept it to myself. Anyway, so Angel went and got all of this vegan stuff, which is great. We're going vegan. Absolutely wonderful. I would rather have almond milk anyway, but now we got almond milk. She got all this cereal in the cabinet. She's got like 19,000 boxes of cereal for the kids. Don't understand that, but she does. And then I have my granola cereal. You know, my little healthier cereal that has like real dried fruit in it and everything. And I love it. So this morning I got up. And well, I'm already working and I don't make too much noise before everybody else gets up. So I'm like, I'm going to go in here. Well, once Angel got up and moving or whatever, went in there, brushed my teeth, washed up because she's already up. The boy, he was still asleep a little bit, so close the door. Anyway, come out. I'm about to fix me a bowl. Angel's like, why are you going to fix you a bowl of cereal? And I'm like, because I'm hungry and it's breakfast. She was like, well, I can just make you something. I'm trying to be courteous. Like, no, you don't have to make me anything. We got all of this cereal over here. I can just eat the cereal. She's like, why you gonna eat the cereal? You gonna eat it all up. You gonna finish up all the cereal. I'm like, is that not the reason we bought the damn cereal? But I'm offering. I said I would make you. She made me some toast and then something else. But I'm like, Angel, you don't have to. I appreciate that. But I tell you what, I like to eat. So I'll eat the bowl of cereal and what you fix me. No. So then she catches the attitude. So I'm like, okay, fine. I won't eat the goddamn cereal. I won't touch the cereal. I don't know why we bought the damn cereal if we ain't supposed to eat it. It's like them old school black men that used to buy their Cadillacs and wouldn't never drive it, wouldn't keep it in the garage as if it's going to add value. I don't get it. So let me finish. Shut your damn mouth. So I don't understand it. So then this afternoon, I want to eat she gave me some, what is it, Ezekiel bread and peanut butter to hold me over until she fixed this wonderful, delicious, what was that, a burrito? I don't know what it was. It was something glorious, but it was vegan. Looked like a burrito, shaped like a burrito, but didn't taste like it. It was phenomenal. So then this afternoon rolls around, you know, working. I don't know, maybe it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock. Again, I go in, because I am like starving at this point, because I've just been working, not really paying attention to the fact that I haven't eaten all day. And of course, she's like, I'm about to fix these boys something. So she starts, you know, pulling out stuff for them to eat.
Say it again.
So she starts pulling out stuff for the boys to eat. This is around lunchtime. And I'm like, what you going to fix them? As I'm reaching to grab a bowl to eat, because again, these bowls are for breakfast. I ain't had no breakfast bowl of cereal yet. So I'm figuring, I just have it for lunch to keep putting so much burden on Angel, right? She catch attitude again. Why you going to eat up all the cereal? I guess you just gonna eat the cereal because you didn't get no cereal this morning and you got a bowl that you need to eat for the day. Yes, that's exactly what needs to say. It ain't like I'm eating a bowl of cereal every single morning, because on the days I go into work, I don't eat no goddamn cereal. I don't take no bowl with me.
You don't eat cereal on the days you go to work?
Not in the office. When I come home, I might, but that's... When I come home, I might, but that's because your ass already has something for me to eat.
Okay, so you done?
For now, go ahead.
I apologize. Someone keeps calling my phone. I should have put it on Do Not Disturb, but I just didn't expect anybody to call me.
Your Honor, Your Honor, family, I'll give her the floor.
Do you mind if I cross-examine?
Please.
Marcus Tanksley.
Yes.
How often do you go grocery shopping for this family? Let's say on a weekly basis, how often do you go to the grocery store? And I might I add, you are under oath. if you want some booty, you better tell.
Well, if you see, you can say booty. I can't say without. I can't say it. This is live. It ain't for kids. We already posted that part.
No, what, sir? How often do you typically on a weekly basis? Specifically during quarantine, go grocery shopping for the family.
I don't.
Huh?
I don't.
You don't. Mm-mm. So, Mr. Tanksley.
Let me get my pen and pencil case.
So, Mr. Tanksley, typically, when you run out of cereal, how soon do you want more cereal to be purchased for you?
When it's available.
Oh, so you don't mind in this time, let's say for the past 3 months, you don't mind going weeks upon weeks without cereal.
I have before. I don't mind.
I'm asking during this
objection.
Time.
Does it objection? Relevance.
Somebody said badgering the witness.
Objection.
Do you want to go? Because
I object.
I am asking, when you run out of cereal, because as you said in your own statement, when you come home, what do you typically go and get to eat as something to hold you over as a snack?
Typically
is what I said. Typically.
So meaning typically what happens most times out of
others? Since we've been in quarantine, what is typically your go-to?
Being that nothing else is here to eat, I usually rely on a bowl of cereal because my wife has failed to have something ready for me in the years that I have come home to work, all the many years.
We're
I usually come home
to that. We're referring
with
to
a appetite, and she knows this.
So with that being said, sir, if you are trying to eat cereal as something to hold you over for breakfast that I'm trying to make for you, mm-hmm. as a something to hold you over for lunch, which I'm also trying to make for you, mm-hmm. and then an afternoon snack to hold you over until dinner, mm-hmm. would you not say that you go through your...
I do not typically eat a second bowl of cereal in the afternoon. That's exactly what you just said.
And
also...
I'm saying these are the different ways that you try to eat cereal. Mm-hmm. Would you not say, so you're saying you only eat one bowl a day or sometimes two?
Typically one bowl a day.
So you're telling me there hasn't been mornings
where typically, just like sometimes I can get lucky and there's something here to eat for me when I get home.
So the question mm-hmm. then seems to add is, are you going to go to the grocery store to get cereal?
I'm answering what's that? Danita's question. I object on the term of relevance. Go ahead.
Are you going to go to the grocery store and buy more cereal? Listen, I'm not done. Or will you patiently wait the extra 2 weeks until we eat all the food that you could have eaten instead of cereal before I go grocery shopping again?
If there is nothing cooked, I expect something to be here. Okay?
That wasn't the question. The question
rephrase.
Was, Sir Tanksley, Marcus Tanksley the first, are you going to go grocery shopping and get your cereal and other items that we need at this home when you run out of cereal and are upset because you don't have something ready-made? I'm not done with my question. Or are you willing...
How many questions are you asking?
Or, this is an either-or. Or are you willing to wait the 2 weeks until we eat up all the other food that you should have eaten during those times that you were fulfilling your hunger mm-hmm. with a cereal bowl? That's my question, Mr. Tanksley. Let's not try to dodge.
Can I answer the question? Are you finished?
We're waiting.
As I stated before, you're a long...
It's an either or.
As I stated, I've already answered your question before you asked it, if you were listening. I have waited weeks and weeks prior to this. So I am willing to wait weeks and weeks after this entire quarantine on cereal if there is nothing else here to eat.
And that was a fabrication because anytime, anytime I go to the store and I say, do you need something?
Hearsay.
Anytime I say, "What do you need something?" You say what?
Cereal.
I rest my case.
Are you already? You rest your case?
I rest my cross-examination. Let me state my claim.
It's too late for that bullshit. You had the floor for too long.
To get the cereal. You had the floor while I was changing a diaper, doing my motherly duties.
Yeah.
You expect me to buy the
Let's
cereal.
Talk about your wifely duties, ma'am. Let's talk about it.
Bring your it up, Honor. Sir.
So, in this country, even though it's a false... it's a false truth. There's not nothing true to this. The woman of the house, of this house anyway, is typically home. How many hours out of the day would you say?
Are you referring to me, not a fictional woman of the house?
Unless you sneaking somebody in here, because I'm not Monday through Thursday.
I am here out of a 24... out of a 24-hour day, I am typically here between 20 and 22 hours every day, and probably 24 on the days that I'm not thinking of. If I have to go out, I'm usually out for between an hour to 2 hours.
Okay. Let the jury notice that...
maybe four.
I just wanted the jury to know that she is here at the house most days out of the week and running errands already out. So, with that said, you are here. When you are going to the grocery store, are you going during those few hours that you're out of the house?
On the days that I do grocery shopping, but that's not all of my errands. My errands are not always when I leave the house to go to the grocery store.
Well, I fail to understand what all your errands are if the city has been on lockdown for...
I would love to answer that.
Please answer. Please keep it relevant.
Thank you. Sometimes I drop off orders of my husband's man shit so that they could be mailed out to him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to mail out stuff to my mother who is in Kentucky. Here recently, I had to take my husband's clothes to the dry cleaners because he kept forgetting because that's what he does. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anything that is needed to run the day-to-day things for my children's school, picking up papers for their school, you know, things that a parent, a good parent does. Yeah.
Okay. So this man shit that you speak of.
That I speak of.
That you drop off of your husband seems to sound. What is that again?
It is a beard and body butter that my husband created.
Okay.
I, his loving wife, created a website for him. Mm-hmm. You know, went and got a logo design that he doesn't
use. We will talk about timelines of that and how long that took, but that's irrelevant, so I won't bring it up, even though it took quite some time. Now, so this man shit that you take out for him sounds like a wonderful product, by the way. I may purchase some myself. I want to ask, is this an entrepreneurial venture that your husband is on for the better of his family?
Because I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. He got bit by the entrepreneur bug very shortly.
Ah, so this particular...
And then I pushed him in
Your
the
Honor,
direction.
She's,
Your
I'm Honor,
the it wind is, beneath
Your
his
Honor,
wing.
It is not
which
her
is amazing.
Turn to talk. Anyway, long story short, y'all, Angel don't want me to eat the damn cereal. And I don't see nothing wrong with eating the goddamn cereal because it's food in there. So here's my thing. I'm like, if you ain't going to be... I'm trying to keep you because if the cereal is not getting eaten and other things are getting eaten, you're going to have to replace those other things too.
No, you're not understanding. It's all about the menu for the week. You cannot have cereal.
So when is cereal on the menu?
Cereal is on the menu on the day that I don't want to cook.
Okay, so with that said, Angel is known to get tired of cooking. She is known to get, once she gets in the rhythm of doing something, she's like, I'm sick of doing this. I don't want to do it no more. Mm-hmm. I am trying to lengthen that run by not wearing her out by having her cook every single goddamn day.
I bought things to remedy that.
Like what?
I bought a lot of things that just popped into the microwave.
20 minutes to fix that goddamn breakfast this morning because you had to spread everything out. You had to grab the sprouts.
That's because you I was cooking.
They will arrest you in this court of law. You had to put tortillas on the skillet. You had to do all of this, which is greatly appreciated, but you didn't have to do all that.
Marcus, I was in the mood to cook. You're not understanding. Uh-huh. You don't get to determine what mood I'm going to be in.
So yeah, you're damn right.
When I'm in the cooking mood, I'm going to cook. And when I don't want to cook, I want to be able to have the option to be like, yeah, go ahead and fix yourself a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. But I won't have that option if you eat all of the cereal.
All right.
And instead, you're going to end up with a quinoa bowl for breakfast.
Okay. So, all of that goddamn rice that I had.
Yes.
Make sure some damn rice is replaced when we start running low, because that rice could have been saved for another day.
No, that rice was for middle of the day and for dinner.
All right.
I know what I'm doing. That's what I need you to understand. Here's the thing about when you have an ungrateful husband.
You wouldn't know, would you?
I do. I'm not done.
These errands that you're running.
Can you please?
What are you running them in?
Excuse me.
Would you say it's a vehicle that's much more you've ever needed?
I have a husband who wanted to become vegan. Who was like, Angel won't let me live. Angel, let me live.
Yeah, now we got to go harder to paint because you kept buying
me. Angel, let me live.
Anyway, that ain't even the topic for today.
So I said, baby, I'm going to let you live. I'm going to start looking up recipes. A friend of mine just brought me a cookbook so that I could cook you some soul food, vegan food. And then what? You want to rain on my parade in there with his brothers.
All right. So I'll be good. I will accept all the cooking that you do over the next 6 days, and I'll enjoy it.
Okay. So what's why are you saying over the next 6 days?
Because on the seventh day, you're gonna be like, I've been doing this for too long.
Okay, that's fine. You wait till I say it.
All right. Oh, black bastard!
Your mama. Okay, guys.
So, now we're going to get to the topic of today.
Today's topic is how not to kill your husband when he doesn't listen. No, actually, today's topic I wrote down, you know, I'm actually almost done. I'm almost done with all the whole first half of the year. So today's topic is, who would you love to collaborate with? And on what? Who would you like to collaborate?
Alicia Keys. No, I'm just playing.
Is that your boo?
She's cute.
Is she? Yeah. I don't think she's got style.
I like, she's a swag, I guess.
Have you seen her recently?
Swag. I haven't.
I think you'll still think she's cute. You know, she's doing the whole no makeup thing.
That's unfair. I didn't even agree with her when she said that. Because she can pull that off. Everybody can't pull that off. You got all these chicks walking around looking like Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony Hamilton by the face. Trying not to wear makeup. Because Alicia Keys said, don't wear no makeup. That ain't fair.
You know, no, she looks, she's obviously, she's still cute. She just looks like your regular chick with no makeup. She looks
That's what I like.
She's got the, like, short eyelashes like myself. Like, where your eyelashes go, sis? Mm-hmm. That's what my eyelashes look like right now.
Yeah, she ain't all made up and done up. And
you act like you don't like made up.
I do like made up.
Okay.
Yeah. But you ain't got to be made up all the time. Let somebody see your natural self.
Yeah, I think it's...
like you.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody seen what Beyonce look like? You have no idea what she look like.
Yeah, she's shown... Beyonce also knows that she's pretty, so she knows she can wipe off that makeup.
She Beyonce has, make $9 trillion a year. She pays somebody $138,000
a
week just to keep her looking. When I want to wake up like this, okay?
No, you can tell she doesn't have on makeup, sir. In her documentaries is when she shows it, where she's just like... Now, I don't know, and I'm sure we've seen her real hair. I just don't be knowing when it is. Yes, so who would you like to collaborate with and on what? Like, if you had the skill sets to do, like, because I understand we're limited in what we are able to do, mm-hmm. right? So there's certain things like, yeah, I would love to tap with the ladies that, what are they called? Syncopated ladies? The black women that they be tapping to hip-hop songs. Have mm-hmm. you seen? Their bodies are sick.
I have not seen that.
Oh, you got to see it.
Tap stuff.
I've
always wanted to learn how to do it. When I see people do it that are good, I'm like, that's dope.
I used to tap.
I want
to
do that.
I was never like, she's the best tapper, but I was a good tap dancer. And mm-hmm. I missed doing it because it was a great, not just a great workout, but a great way to express yourself. Like all the rhythms and stuff. It was great. But
I'm trying to think back. Have I ever seen a woman tap dancing?
Oh my God. You've never seen me tap?
No, I ain't never seen you tap. When would I see you tap?
Name
one instance where you thought, oh, I was tapping there. Roots and Heritage in Lexington, Kentucky.
No, but I have tapped since we've been married. I've tapped since we've had little Marcus. I used to take tap dance classes.
I'm sure you did. Okay. All the random stuff.
I know. When little Marcus was like 18 months, 18, two, like one of.
I know I took a glass blowing class.
No, I used to tap as a kid. I used to tap as a kid, and then I tapped all the way throughout grad school, and then there was nothing else. There was no reason for me to do it. Like, I wasn't doing musicals out here for real, so I was trying to take classes to keep it up, but then, again, why? So I just figured that at some point in time, because it wasn't like I had stopped tapping before I met you.
Yeah, I know still, because you still had them.
Tap shoes, and then my friends got the tap shoes, so I might order me some new tap shoes.
Don't. For what? Order your tap shoes, absolutely.
It was like, why not? One day, once Amar's up out of here, I'll be able to take a tap class during the day.
Yeah, you will.
You are so wrong. You are so wrong. But yeah, I would love. There's something about tapping when your feet just like, and just being able to like throw your body. I love it. Oh, I also like the Broadway style where everything is upright and you can barely tell anything is happening below.
Yeah.
I like that too. I love all of it. But yeah, no, please, you tell me. What is something or someone you would want to collaborate with?
Art-wise, it's music. Let me see. I ain't get time to think about this. Of course, I would want to make music, a song. What?
Somebody said Angel's going to be almost 60 when Amar is up out of there. Amar's out of here when he's 13, so I'll only be 52. He's going to live with his older brother. Go ahead.
Somebody did that math quick. let me see. Yeah, I would love to make a song. If I was into music, or if I was a musician, I would like to do a song with, I don't know if it'd be all on one song, or just mm-hmm. like a collaboration of different songs. Of course, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody I listen to right now, like ASAP Mob, all of them. I like Future's collaborations, but I don't particularly like his songs.
I can get that.
Let me see who. It's a bunch of artists, though.
Let me just remind you of the topic. Poor Kiana has just been so distracted. We're talking about who we would want to collaborate with and what we would want to collaborate with them on.
And then...
You would want to go back to rapping and like see if you could spit some fire.
If I was influenced by hearing people rap, I say give me 3 weeks and I'd be able to come up with something dope.
Okay.
But I'll have to be like around and submerged in it, like mm-hmm. to read duos things. Me and my two friends that used to freestyle and write songs all the time, we was actually texting back and forth one day and like started, it slowly turned into like a battle. And mm-hmm. we were just like on there just taking shots at each other.
What do you need in those 3 weeks? What do you need to, like, do you just need to be listening to it in your car, or do you need to be around people creating? Oh, so it can't be.
I need to be in the atmosphere of people creating, and it's just like being in that moment and that energy and allowing myself to pick up on that energy.
So would it take you longer if you didn't have that?
Yeah.
Like what, 3.5? 4?
3.5, 4 what? Weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
I said 3.5 to if I was around it.
You said 3, 4 weeks. You got 4 weeks until my birthday.
Oh, no, that ain't happening.
Why not?
You know how much stuff I got to do? Look at this. Got exams I got to take.
I'm just saying, like, I want to hear you rap. I have not, since we've been together, you've like played little freestyle stuff, but you know, we both know it ain't what you would have ever considered to be you at your best. It's just been like real, like basic stuff. I would love to hear you drop some fire.
Dylon ain't got nothing on me.
Dylon. I'm no Jay-Z, but hey, I can get you a good collab.
I know you can. Here's the thing. Angel actually, because here's the thing about a lot of people, especially this day and age, like rapping and stuff, they're not that intelligent. And Angel, with all her degrees, she actually can put together like a good, some bars. She got bars when she focuses.
When I'm focused, I know my stuff is not, like my delivery might not be the coldest. My delivery is off, and that's because it's not like I'm rapping all the time, so I do sound like somebody's mama rapping. Yeah. But
Angel's one of the person that people that points to the word that rhymes.
You heard it. But yeah, no, like that's later on today. If you all didn't know this, I have other podcasts, but one of my podcasts is the Mommy Confessions. I was about to call it by something else. And I'll be today interviewing Yvette Henry. For those of you all who are on Patreon, you'll be able to see that live today at 7 p.m. But her husband raps. He be putting out music, like for real, for real. And I think it's dope. Like, I don't know if he was ever in the music industry for real, prior to YouTube, but he be going in. So I'm like, if that's one of the blessings that we have from moving into this industry of influencing and entertainment, like, you can allow your passions to fuel your finance. You know what I'm saying? If rapping is something that, I'm not telling you to go out here and be a rapper. No.
You saying this now? I don't think I have it in me to just be like, you know what, I'm gonna put together a song. Like,
you don't have it
ain't in me no more. Now, actually, just I was cleaning out the garage. I think it was back when we was making our room for the Mustang, and I found a box full of old rhymes and stuff, and I was like, I ain't keeping this stuff. Like,
really?
I just threw it all away. It was like a box just full like pages and notebooks full of stuff.
Yeah, it won't.
And I was reading through it. I'm like, I was cold-blooded. Like,
The passion in me to create will never leave me. Doesn't matter how old I am. So, yeah, I might be 60 trying to put together a tap dance routine to Misha. And
over,
that's okay.
Over with your oxygen tank.
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
As far as that's like, I don't know. This is the first people that come to mind when I think of like, like when I hear their songs, I'm like, I would love to be on a verse of these fools.
Yeah.
Like the Lox, wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. David East.
You like all that gritty.
I like the gritty. I like the gritty East Coast. I'm a big Game fan too, though.
Like
Kendrick.
If I were a rapper and I collabed with somebody, the two people I would want to collaborate with.
Busta Rhymes and who?
Missy Elliott.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
It would be just such a colorful song.
Yeah.
And like, it wouldn't be about, I don't know, you kind of, the vibe that it would be would just be the thing that I would love. Like,
yeah,
just fun, you know, some puns in there, but also just vibe that I would just connect with. I'm like having fun, you know? I don't
know. Nah, that would be like, dope. That's a good collaboration because that's two of my favorite as well.
They use their voices to just be so creative. I just think it's so dope. So anyways, that's who I would want to do.
Yeah. What about as far as movies? If you were to act with somebody?
If I were to act with someone, let's see here. Well, y'all know my favorite is Jeffrey Wright, but no, that's not. I know the answer. What am I talking about? It's Maya Rudolph. Maya Rudolph is, for those of you who don't know, she was on SNL. She's, I think, Minnie Riperton's daughter. So she's biracial. Not that that means anything, but sometimes I don't know if people know that she's black because she's so fair-complected. I just, I like her approach to comedy. I would love to do a movie with her playing her younger sister. And it'd just be fun. I think she's funny, but in her own way. Like, it's hard to describe. She's not like every other funny black actress. She is truly her own person. And I just think it would be hilarious because that would stretch me. It would stretch me not to, like, do the things that I know you know, black people would find funny.
Tenacious,
I would
just said she's passing.
Yeah, she can definitely, yeah. But I would want to work with her. I think it would be great. I met her once. Marcus used to coach her daughter on track.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be like, I want to work with you, but I didn't want to scare her. So, yeah. Yeah. I had started writing a movie. I was writing the treatment for it, and then I don't know what happened. It went left. I don't know. But yeah, I would love to work with her. I would.
Me, I would. There's a bunch of people I like to act with. There's a bunch of people I would want to do movies with, put it that way. Like, all of them like action comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say action, like shoot 'em up comedies.
Yeah. If you could see Marcus's face when we're watching an action or an action comedy, I'm like, you would love to do that, wouldn't you? He's like,
absolutely. Hell, get some stunt work, guns, running, diving, shooting.
I think you would want to do stunt work one time, and then you'd be like, nah.
No, I'd definitely try it. But
I definitely think you would want to try it.
No, I've seen just paying attention to movies and seeing people do something like, ooh.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like.
But I would definitely try it. I would want to work out with the stunt crew.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some of them are in great shape, obviously. But yeah, that stunt work, I did it in Angie Tribeca. My body was in excruciating pain while we were still working on the choreography. Like, usually you're sore the next day. I was sore while we were working. Like, it happened in the middle. And it's just because you're doing it so much. And then luckily they didn't have me do anything like crazy, but the dudes that I was working with, they had all worked in Marvel movies, so they were getting
they action figures, like, for real,
getting thrown through walls multiple times in a day. Granted, yes, they're breakaway walls, but it's still not like jumping into cotton.
Styrofoam. No, I would, like, me, this is all like action comedy. Just the movies I see him in, like, of course, Will Smith. Ever since the very first Bad Boys, I always said I was going to be in Bad Boys 3.
Really?
I always said that. But, like, long before Bad Boys 2 came out, when I saw Bad Boys, I was like, I'm going to be in Bad Boys 3. Like, of course, I never pursued an acting career or anything. Could have been highly possible after seeing the movie. I'm like, I could have been in that. But, yeah, I always said I was going to be in Bad Boys 3. Anyway, so definitely Will Smith. Mark Wahlberg. It seems like his movies that he does, like, just seem like a lot of fun. Like, I would love to be in a movie with him.
He seems dope. Yeah, he definitely seems dope.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of people. I can't even, like, name Jason Statham.
You would want to do something?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
What about The Rock? Would you want to work with The Rock?
Hell yeah. The Rock? Me and The Rock? Come on.
You know,
that's instant blockbuster. You ready? Like, some no-name dude and The Rock got a movie coming out. Y'all hear up The Rock, let him know.
I think you would be hysterical. I think just what they would have to do to play with you all's energy, like, you would be the, you know.
I would be the straight man, probably.
I think it would be the other way around. Like, because I was about to say, like, what they did with Kevin Hart and him, but
I was gonna
one
say,
movie,
it may,
they flipped it around where Kevin was the straight
the one
man.
He was a spy.
Yeah.
The Rock was the, But I think, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where I would have to be able to act, but I would have to naturally be able to be me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
In order to, like, because me, like, acting in character and being able to deliver, I'm like, I can't do that.
You could.
I commend practice. People for being, yeah. Practice. Practice. I guess, yeah, because it ain't like you just got, like, you be doing me. It's like, all right, here, do a script with me. I'm like, we actually get to rehearse. And practice and all of that. Angel be throwing me on the spot, y'all.
Yeah, because I believe in you. So I'm not about
to. She do. I believe in you. You got this. I'm like, I'm nervous and I'm helping you for a goddamn audition.
First of all, he don't be nervous. You don't be nervous. You don't be nervous.
Yeah, so all of them. Regina King? Yeah.
227. Making sure you know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure. I get that you know who you're talking about. I was making sure you didn't mean Regina Hall.
Regina King.
Okay.
Love interest. I'm a huge fan of Regina King, though. Regina Hall's hilarious, too. She's freaking hilarious.
Both of them are great. Yes, Regina King is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
I would love
Oscar.
To do a comedy with Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Like, she's, for real.
She's great.
I think I would just like to be on set while she's working. Like, if she, like
I, you know, I think Regina Hall is funnier than what she actually does. I think she has even more to offer. I truly do.
Oh, me
and Brisha were talking about it. But yeah, Regina King, yes, I would you wouldn't be able to tell me nothing. That was one of the biggest compliments I had ever gotten from, there's a casting director who started my career. His name is John Levy. He was casting director of ER. He's the reason why I have the agent that I have, the manager that I have. Well, my manager hooked me up with my agent, but regardless. And one of the things he said, because he came to my showcase, he said, I saw your first scene, and he was like, oh, she's funny. He was like, yeah, she's good. He said, then your second scene, which was a serious scene. I had a dramatic scene. So me and my friend, we started off the showcase with our comedic scene. Then there were scenes with other of the grad students. And then somewhere in the middle of the showcase, I had to do my dramatic scene. And he was like, and I saw that and was like, oh, she's not a one-trick pony, because it was a dramatic scene. He was like, you reminded me of a young...
First of all, you ain't going to be calling me.
He's like, you reminded me of a young Regina King. He was like, not a lot of people can do both. And I was just like, so...
Can't tell me nothing.
Because at the time, all
Andrew
the other
came
people,
out walking sideways, doing the hand though. Because
all the other casting directors kept comparing me to... what's her name? Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, yeah.
Okay, and no tea, no shade. Love her career. If I had her career, I would not be upset. But Wanda Sykes is not who I consider to be like, because I personally typically don't laugh at anything Wanda Sykes does.
Yeah.
It's not my... I like her in interviews, but when she's actually in front of the camera working, I'm just like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, people? So... I was just so happy that, like, he said somebody that I actually, whose career I admire and who I feel like does have a whole lot of range. A whole lot of range. And I'm glad she's getting recognized for it, especially with her Oscar. Listen, I know most Black people think the same thing that I think when I say Wanda Sykes. Yeah. They're like, and I think Wanda Sykes is aware, and she's okay with it. She's like, white people, I mean, white people love
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, the Reginas, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. So if you played a sport, what sport would you want to, and like what team would you want to be on? Most people, when Marcus was thicker, which I think he loved, people assumed he was a football player.
Everybody thought I played football. I mean, I was I had the stature of a football player. I was 6'4", 240, 250, and muscular.
Like, but what was so funny is that a couple of years before that, everybody thought you played basketball.
Everybody thought I played basketball because I was the same height, but like I am now, but skinny.
Yeah.
So everybody thought I played basketball. They still think when I drop my call, they was like, "So who do you play?" That question, people would just randomly. They would just walk up, and be like, "So y'all going all the way this year?" I'd be like, "Yep.
Yep.
Yep. We going all the way. Who you play for?"
I literally got Marcus a shirt made that says, "No, I do not play basketball," for when he would come out to visit me, because that's how much people would be like, "Hey, so how's the team doing this year?" And I'd be like, "Are y'all serious right now?" I get it that he's tall, but there are tall people who don't play basketball.
I know people that are a few inches taller than me. They play, but that's all they're doing is playing on the weekend.
And Marcus don't play. Marcus do not play.
I ain't played basketball in so many years, y'all.
If y'all could have seen how bad he really was in the vlog. I mean, we were all so terrible. Yeah. He was the best of us, but
it's been years upon years.
Mm-hmm.
Decades. No, it ain't been decades. It's been years since I played basketball.
Yeah. So, like, what sport? Like, it doesn't have to be a sport that you've already played, but what sport are you like, if I was good at that? And I could either, if it's a team sport, if there's a team.
I would definitely want to do football.
You would want to do football still, even with all the injuries and stuff.
Tight end, something like that. Yeah. Wide receiver. Absolutely.
With whom?
That it really wouldn't matter. Just get me on the field. Just let me get hit one good time and I'm out.
All right. It's been good, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those positions get all the glory anyway, because anything on offense, but... let me see. I don't know. What about you?
I would want to play tennis. Somebody actually put it on here. My mother was an excellent tennis player. Yeah. Like, amazing. She was taught by a dude how to play. And I always wanted to be able to play. I just don't have the best hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Somebody said, to me, she said baseball. Baseball is actually, I like to, baseball is actually fun. However, I cannot watch baseball.
Oh my God. It is at so all. Boring to
but,
watch.
But actually playing baseball, the reason I can't watch is because, like, the strategy, I don't really understand, because it's like you lining people up depending on how well they hit and all of this type of stuff, and infield and outfield. I understand all that, but baseball is something I've never been able to watch. However, I can play it all the time. Baseball is actually, for me, it was really fun to play.
Yeah, I did not enjoy watching baseball when I was growing up, because my cousins played it so much, and I was just like, this is terrible. I just do not want to be able to do it. I used to wish I could ice skate. I really wish I could roller skate. You know how them people be killing them roller skates?
Yeah, I would love to be a roller skate.
Like, I'm just like, how the heck do they pull that off? But I used to want to be able to ice skate, and then I did it. My ankles just ain't in it for me. Would you, if it meant you could dance with Misty Copeland, would you want to know how to do ballet?
Nope.
Oh, you don't like it that much, huh?
Nah.
What about ballet just makes you go, mm-mm?
I don't know. It might be ego. There's nothing about ballet that seems masculine enough for me to try it.
Let me tell you. Yeah, it does not look masculine. But when I tell you, those men are hella strong.
Oh, absolutely. They're strong. They're throwing women around.
And catching them.
In midair.
In midair, holding them up.
Absolutely.
So that part of doesn't look masculine to
no,
you?
No, because I ain't going to have no pretty stance when I do it.
Oh, you ain't gonna have no tights on.
I ain't gonna have no tights. No,
you would look good in tights though. These
Angel
legs,
tries to get me in the tightest things possible.
These
she
legs.
Don't understand. It's not happening. I ordered some shorts. I told y'all about the. I think we told y'all about the shorts in the last one. In short, you could see my God. You could see whatever semen might be left up in me swimming. That's how snug. She was like, "They cute." Like, girl, I ain't keeping.
No.
Somebody else I like to work with. Online, actually, Mike Rashid. Once I get back into shape, he does a lot of online content. Once
him
I got
over,
my
what's the face?
Who?
The guy that he Mike Rashid follows him.
CT Fletcher.
Yeah, him over CT Fletcher.
Nah, I definitely won't work with CT Fletcher. I don't know. They, I mean, because they came up together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get in the gym with both of them once I get my strength back up. Uh-huh. My strength and my size.
Your strength. You know, maybe I could do something with EJ Speaks. She's really funny.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know, because I was about to say CT Fletch because he'd be more motivated, more motivative. But I think I would get a better workout with Mike because he would be strictly focused on. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it would matter either one.
Either one would.
Yeah.
You would be happy to work with. Yeah, I.
But
mean,
I ain't ready yet, y'all. I gotta get back up on some push-ups or something at least once my back gets better.
I mean, I definitely feel blessed. One of the things about this quarantine is that like. I've just been hitting up anybody I want to work with. Like,
yeah.
We'll be having this weekend. Patreon will get to see it. This weekend we'll be filming an episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument with Kelly McCary, excuse me, who is one of the series regulars on Grey's Anatomy, and her husband, Pete Chapman, who is a director who has directed probably at least six of the shows you probably watch on a regular basis.
Yeah, Pete is out there heavy.
And, like, I had already worked with Pete, but, like, this is probably something that I wouldn't have been able to do because, you know, she be busy.
Yeah, they're both busy. Like, Pete's traveling, she's busy.
So being able to, like, I'm glad that I'm in the place where a lot of the people that I want to collaborate, I can just ask to collaborate with. So, you know. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So, let us know who are people that in your life you would want to collaborate with.
Yes.
And on what? It doesn't have to be in your current profession. It doesn't even have to be in your current skill set. Just who you would want to be able to work with. Let us know. Now we're going to jump to one of our favorite segments, because we love the people who watch us. We love the people who listen to us, is our comment of the day section. So our comment of the day comes from Afua Aidu. She says, "We're growing, y'all. 56K and counting. Now back to listening." We were at 56K last week. Yeah. This week we are at 57.4.
Yeah, we haven't seen this much growth ever.
Well, we have. Well, when your video went viral. So it's it makes me so happy. Like, YouTube is my baby. This is where it all started for me. So,
because it stayed between like from 45 to 50 was like the longest stretch.
It took forever. Yeah. It took me having that baby. I had to tell people, I think the baby will come if you all get me to 50,000 subscribers. Yeah.
And it was like finally 50. And then it stayed right there at 50.
It stayed right there.
And then it like skipped 51, 52, 53, and 54.
Right. It just took a long time. So it's just not that the numbers mean everything, but they do mean something. And so it makes me happy.
We thank y'all because we got a lot of people that's been here from day one or just been extremely consistent. Uh-huh. So we greatly appreciate that, and we're glad we are able to bring something to you guys as far as entertainment or whatever is bringing to you.
So just a couple of quick reminders. One, if you're not a member of our Patreon, feel free to join our Patreon. You can find it at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. It is only $5. You get early content. You get exclusive content. For instance, we do an Ask Me Anything where you literally get to ask us anything. Now, whether or not we answer it is a question. We also do Cooking with the Tanksleys, which is going to be even more interesting this month because we're going vegan. And then things like this, being able to see us shoot our podcast live. This is not something we do for the general public all the time. No. This is actually the first time we've ever done this. So, but this is just to give you all a feel for what Patreon gets to experience on a weekly basis.
Yes.
So if you feel like showing your support in that way, we greatly appreciate it. If you can't, please believe we'll still be making content that is for the free 99 that you'll be able to enjoy on all the platforms.
Absolutely.
Also, just so you all can remember, next week is when we start our ads, meaning our podcast has signed with a advertising marketing company called Audio Boom, where we are able to monetize this podcast even more. So we ask, if you hear any advertisement that we put up, if it interests you, please click the link. Even if you don't actually become a customer or use the product, we just really appreciate you showing these companies that are deciding to buy advertising dollars with us that our people are consumers, even if they don't consume the thing that they are putting out. But obviously, if you do want to buy, we hope that you decide to use our code, and hopefully there's some sort of discount that we're able to give you. So,
and there's nothing we will advertise that we haven't tried.
Yeah, absolutely. That is 100%. We won't be doing that. So we just want to thank you guys again. This has been great. We hope we brought a little sunshine.
Hopefully.
To your week. Yes. We know it's been crazy, but we, luckily, all of us that are listening and watching, we are still here. So while we're still here on this planet, we hope that we can make a change and also make people happy for a little bit. And thank you to those of you all on YouTube who are donating right now, who are giving a little change for your girl. We appreciate it. Okay.
Really do.
We love
you. Thank y'all.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.